Okay, moving swiftly on. Question four. It's another one about buildings and accessing them. What is your opinion regarding member access to RNZFB buildings, including the use of security guards, consumption of alcohol, and provision of out-of-hours access? And this one's going to you first, Martine. What's your opinion regarding member access to RNZFB buildings, including the use of security guards, consumption of alcohol, and provision of out-of-hours access?
I do not believe that unless members request it, there should be security guards enforced on us. When we book council, local council and facilities, we're not being asked to have local guards there. There's some trust when we go to community board meetings and other halls, community halls. We get given the keys, etc. So there should be the same trust. And unless people feel unsafe, maybe they may want to do their own arrangement. The same with alcohol. I think it shouldn't just be about alcohol. It should be about trust. And if you have people there of the right age and with the right skills, then that should be available. We are adults. People go to their local bowls and temp and bowling and all sorts of church and other facilities where there are alcohol and barbecues and all sorts of technical equipment and other things. So yes, it should be up to the group and up to how they feel they can do it safely. And I forgot the other one.
Provision of out-of-hours access.
Yes, definitely, because not everybody works does things between 8 and 5. Thank you.
Thanks, Martin. Next up, Vaughan, please.
I'm opposed to the imposition of security guards in order for activities of blind people to take place in our facilities, because actually the way that this was spun from my perspective was a bit like, we will decide whether you can come and go to exercise your guide dog. We have the key, you don't, which is incredibly insulting. Alcohol, most certainly. I echo the sentiments of Martine. And after hours, most definitely, the most successful activities that I've been involved with, particularly here in Auckland, have been on Saturdays. And, of course, our annual Christmas party. We were never told what the health and safety issues were, as these were given as the reasons for the basic banning of us from facilities that and organising the events that we used to do.
Thank you, Vaughan. Fraser, next, please.
Access to our facilities for members should be absolutely of a right at any time of the week, provided that the activity itself is aligned with our mission. And I just don't see that there should be any restriction apart from the law related to maybe staff safety or anything else that actually prevents us accessing the facilities that are there for us. When it comes to alcohol, the changes in recent years, from my perspective, are really about trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist at all. Many people know that socialising activities among the blind community involve alcohol. I've never seen problems associated with that, so I've no idea what any alcohol restrictions were brought in place to solve. Similarly with security guards, I just don't see, unless the group itself see a need for a security guard, for one to be present. We've had some pretty ridiculous situations in recent times. And
15 seconds.
And that involved a board meeting on a weekend requiring a security guard.
Thank you, Fraser. Next up, Chris, please.
I, like all the other people, believe that our buildings should be able to be used by blind people as long as they meet with their own standards. That's the standards and the way in which they deliver their fun. We had a very good model of how that worked. We had a building where we had full access to not only the facilities we might be using, but to the kitchen and areas where we could meet. We had a gym, we had all those things, and we could access it all, not all the time, but if you understand what I mean. So that was reasonable. that people who are blind were deciding for themselves what they could access. And that's the way it should always be. So those rules, those antique rules about not having a beer or having to have a security guard there are just a nonsense. So all of our facilities should be available like that, not just Auckland, as we did have, but right around the country. So the as the buildings are made accessible in a physical sense, then they should be available to our members when they want to and how they want to use them.
15 seconds.
Done. I'm good, Clive.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, Paul next, please.
Again, I'm agreeing with people that have already spoken. I think the imposition of the security guards was just strange and very condescending and sort of reflected sort of almost those things that we hate in society where we're treated as inferiors and incapable, which was unfortunate. And likewise, the sort of hours of access needs to reflect the reality of what people want to do, need to do, and when they need, you know, are available to do it. It's totally appropriate. And, yeah, as far as alcohol, then we sort of have to, countenance, alcohol laws, to an extent, but, I'm suspecting that there's not too many people going to get blind drunk. We've got enough of that anyway, but, I think that, it is a useful facilitator for social events and really should be able to be used within a healthy moderation, of course. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. And last up, Stephen, please.
Again, it's one of those very wide-ranging sort of questions that has so many different potential scenarios as to why you might need a card, why you don't, why you need a security card. There's obviously some things happened in the past that I'm not aware of. I'm a little old Whangarei here, so a little bit ignorant on that part of it. I certainly don't want to see everything tied down, so you've got to check in, you've got to do this, and let's not go back to the draconian days, that's for sure. But it is a little bit of a security aspect in some areas as to what we need to protect people, given that a significant number of people attending those buildings are visually impaired. They can be seen as vulnerable by some people. As for alcohol, I don't have a problem with it, but obviously under the constraints that we all have to operate by when we're in the public domain, there's nothing wrong with a couple of beers, depending on what the meeting's about, of course. You don't have it at every meeting or anything like that. But, if you're just going to sit down and have a bit of a social gathering and a bit of food, a couple of beers or a glass of wine.
15 seconds.
I have no problem with it. Can't remember what the other part was. But that pretty well sums up my view on it anyway. Thanks.
Thank you, Stephen.